The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Yeah, it's Chuck and Billy time, even though I don't have my headphones on, but hey, you know.
Getting there.
We're getting there.
I'm looking now.
We are getting there. So, hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Are you excited for today?
I'm excited for today. Are you excited for today?
I'm super excited.
Super excited? Why are you excited again?
Because it's Josh Blue. That's why.
Yeah. We're gonna be talking with Josh Blue today.
Yeah.
I think around 4.
Around 4 o'clock. Yeah, we're gonna be talking to Josh Blue today at 4 o'clock. Hopefully, I think it's his publicist, Mike. I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening to the show. It'd be great. You know, it'd be super awesome.
They always say they're gonna listen.
Yeah, and then they're like, these guys.
We're definitely listening.
Yeah, we're listening, guys. Don't worry, we're listening.
So, for those people who don't know who Josh Blue is, he's a stand-up comic who actually started doing comedy a long time ago.
He sure did.
Yeah. And so, basically, what he did was he went to open mic sets while he was attending college.
Oh, nice.
He did a lot of jokes that were... self-depreciating. So it was self-depreciating humor, and we see that often.
He does it a lot, but it's okay.
I said this before for stand-up. I said if you are joking about yourself,
yeah,
it's a lot funnier because a lot of the stuff that happens to you is relatable in a way.
Yeah.
For Josh, though, it's slightly different. It's more like he jokes about what people think about, and that's what we used to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's not like everybody thinks about those things, but he basically takes care of the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He definitely
you know,
does.
He gets up there and he's like, hey, guess what?
Yeah, guess what, guys? I'm doing this.
Yeah. But yeah, he made a name for himself.
That's good.
Pretty quickly.
I wonder who inspired him. That's one of the questions I want to ask him. That's definitely...
Sometimes life inspire you.
Well, I know because I do it because I was inspired by George Carlin.
Yeah, he was a funny guy.
George Carlin, I love George Carlin. He's like one of my favorite comedians ever. So, I mean, God rest his soul, but you know, I mean...
I loved how he would like yell his jokes.
Yeah.
He'd be so angry, but they were funny jokes.
It's like Sam Kinison. Oh!
Yeah,
he was great. Sam Kinison was great.
So Josh, in 2002, he won the prestigious Comedy Works New Faces contest, and he appeared several times on Comedy Central's Mind and Mencia.
Yeah.
So he's been doing this for a little while. He won first place at a 2004 Las Vegas Comedy Festival, the festival's 2004 Royal Flush Comedy Competition, and then he moved forward. And he won the 2006 season of NBC's reality show Last Comic Standing. That was the fourth season.
I think it was. I'm not sure, but I think it was.
And to even top that all off, he was the first comedian to do stand up on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So he's also been on Live with Regis and Kelly, Comics Unleashed, plus a whole bunch of appearances on Fox, CBS, ABC, and MSNBC. So we have.
Yeah.
A full-fledged superstar in the comedy business.
Yeah, coming on our
coming
show.
Coming on the show. Dude, did you know that he was in a movie?
Which one?
He was in a, it was a low-budget horror film, which we love to talk about.
Oh,
and it
yes.
was in 2009 called Feast 3, The Happy Finish. Now I'm going to have to go look for it.
Now I got to go watch the movie.
I'm going to have to go look for it. And he was also voted the 13th best comedy by viewers in Comedy Central Stand-Up Comedy Showdown in 2010.
Nice.
And he's been doing a lot of stuff and hitting and out. He's been touring all over the place.
Yeah, he's actually coming here to Great Barrington, which is good. Which is good.
Yeah, is he doing Great Barrington this weekend, right?
Yeah.
On Friday?
Friday the 3rd, yeah.
Friday the 3rd, not 13th.
Friday the 3rd.
So some of you might even recognize him from something else, though.
What would that be?
In 2021, he auditioned for season 16 of America's Got Talent.
Yeah, yeah, he did. I watched that. I was like, no way. When he came out, I was like, Josh Blue.
Yeah, he got all the judges said yes. He was able to advance the live rounds, and he placed third in the season that season.
Yeah.
So he placed third place. So that's awesome, too.
That's it. I mean, that's a big stage right there, man. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to have to, and I can't imagine what it's like to you know, go through a competition like that one.
No, I don't want to.
You know, there are a whole lot of phases before you can even get in front of the judges on stage.
Yep.
You have to get through other judges. Yeah,
you
so producers.
You got to get through judges after judges after judges, yeah, then producers, and then this. And
then
that.
You get on the stage, and not a lot of people make it there. So
nope.
Figure how many people they actually see, and then how many people actually try to go in.
Exactly.
And they audition. Several times.
Exactly. Sound like there was a fly in my headphones. It was like, I was like,
it wants to make a home.
Yeah, come on in.
There's he ended up going back to America's Got Talent.
Did he?
Yeah, he appeared on the All Stars.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
In his round of preliminaries, he placed third.
Again.
Yeah.
Stop
behind
it.
Former winners, Brandon Leak and Cody Lee. So so that was in 2023.
Hey, man, I'll take third over nothing.
Yeah. I mean, you make a name for yourself that way.
Big time.
You know, even just showing up.
Yeah.
Even just showing up. It's got to take a lot of courage and, like, big cojones.
Yeah.
To get up on a stage like that
you
one.
You got to have some hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
No. You don't get very much time.
No.
You know, I think you get like 2 minutes, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's 2 minutes. I think it is 2 minutes.
I think it's like 2 minutes because I think when you sing up there, you think you get 2.5 minutes, which really doesn't give you many options, and you have to like kind of cut parts of the song out. But yeah, I think you only get like 2 minutes, and unless you get to the finals, you get a longer set.
Yeah.
So you gotta be funny.
Yeah, you
have got to be funny right away.
See, I would do it, but. I'm way too dark. I don't think
all
it would
those
go
bad
over.
Words are going to want to fly out.
All the kids are going to be like terrified.
Well, you know,
whoops.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That's not the right
You're not
competition
supposed to
for
know
you.
What that word is now.
Well, that's just not the right competition for you.
I mean,
Chuck.
I could
that's
do
all.
It. I could do it. I mean, if I could do this and not swear.
Oh yeah.
And I can do that.
Mm.
I mean, it would be hard, but I can do it.
I think you could do it.
I think I could do it.
You'd have to. You would probably have to change the punchline just a little bit.
Yeah.
To some of the jokes, I think.
Some of them. I'd probably be like, "How do I?
How do I talk about this without
using
and profanity. Still make it funny?" I mean, I think the best thing are like open mics or you know that would be the best place because then you can pretty much say what you want.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, yeah, I've done open mics many times, but.
But like a family show like America's Got Talent, it would be hard.
Oh, yeah, totally different story. Yeah. Like, here's my stuff. Oh, man. Like, looking at the paper, like, can't do that, can't do that. Can't
yeah.
Do that. I can try that one, but I don't think so.
See, I tried writing
funny
jokes or something funny, and then, like, I would, like, do it, I would say it, And then I would be like, this is ridiculous. I'm ridiculous right now. I'm not even funny right now.
See, that's the thing, though.
So I can't write it, but I just kind of come up with it off the
fly. See, that's the thing. When I wrote my material, it was, I read it out to myself, and I was like, this is garbage. Like, no, I didn't think any of it was funny. Read it to my wife. She's dying. She's tears in her eyes, rubbing her eyes. I'm like, okay, maybe this is going to work. But.
See, that's the thing. It would be different. So if I thought it was funny, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because and then I read it out loud. I'm like, yeah, that really isn't funny.
You're like,
that's,
like
that's just not funny. But like then if I thought it wasn't funny, it would be the same thing. It would be pretty funny. It was like you can't determine what other people find funny.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I have a pretty good sense of humor. So,
I do. Yeah.
So I mean, like, if it's funny to me, I'm thinking it's funny.
It's got to be.
But then, like, I'll do something, I'll be reading it to myself, or I'll start saying it out loud. I'm like, boy, that sounds different when I'm saying it out loud than when I wrote it.
Yeah, it's like you say it in your head and you're dying in your head. And you're like, that's
gotta,
that's hilarious. Yeah,
that's got to be funny.
Then you read it out loud, you're like, ah, no.
It's, yeah, the only funny part is me, like the way I look, because I'm disgusted with myself.
I look phenomenal.
That part's funny. That's about it. And as I'm reading, I'm like, yeah, no, never mind. I'm not even going to read the rest of that.
Yeah, I give up.
Forget it.
Forget it. I'm not going to talk about picking my belly button lint anymore.
Is that, yeah, is that the joke, Billy? Yeah, that's the joke. I'm the joke.
Yay.
It's okay. You can laugh at me.
You can laugh at yourself. It's fine.
I'm laughing at me.
I've done it at shows. I've made fun of myself many times.
You know, there used to be a cardinal rule when you were doing stand-up that you shouldn't laugh at your own jokes, but I think that's crap.
I mean,
I think if you laugh, it's going to make other people laugh.
I mean, I'm trying to figure that. Okay, you can. But there's points where it's just you shouldn't, only because you want to see if that joke actually hits. Because if it doesn't hit and you're laughing at it, people are like, you're an idiot. Why are you laughing?
They might just laugh because you're laughing at it.
They're like...
I mean, it's one thing to like laugh like a hyena at yourself, but...
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, like, if you are saying something that's funny and you giggle at it, or you can't finish because it's funny, like I just did. Like, you just kind of laugh, you kind of giggle, See, I think that's great. Yeah. I think keeping a straight face isn't so funny all the time.
No, it's not. I mean, it works.
Because it depends on the jokes.
Yeah, if you keep a straight face with a certain joke, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
But it's like when I did the whole spelunking one.
Yeah.
I straight face, people were dying. Yeah. They were like, I was like.
It's like people are laughing, but you're like, no, man, I'm serious.
Yeah, I had to.
This is a serious problem.
I didn't have the tools and the equipment or the rope.
Or anything.
Yeah.
How can I spelunk if I can't? I don't have any of that.
Tie me to that post because I'm falling in. One way or the other.
I got shoelaces. That's about all I got.
Take these out of my shoes. Come on. like wad them up.
How many shoelaces do I need to tie together to get down there?
Braid them together. I know there's nylon rope over there.
Just grab the one that's been there because other people went.
Yeah.
And if it's still there, well, they're still down there somewhere.
There is a flashlight in here.
Oh, hey, look at that. Look at this. Look at that.
Look at it.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Look at that. There's a climbing rope. It's already tied to the rock over
there's
there.
There's like a ladder.
Yeah. That would be so. It'd be really funny if like, you showed up to Splunk somewhere and you had all your gear and stuff, and you're like, "Oh, that looks so far down. I don't know if I have enough rope." All the while, there's like a little shed off to the side that has everything in it, like ladders and all kinds of stuff.
The one Bob Ross used to put his bodies.
Yeah, yeah. I swear his paintings are where.
Yeah,
they are,
I swear. You know, yeah, it's where he hid all of
their locations.
He was.
It's either that or their locations of bunkers, like where you can go hide.
Yeah. You guys will never find me. Safe house.
I have school buses under the ground.
You think it's an underground cave, but guess what? There's still seats in it.
I converted school buses into a bunker. It was done. It was done on a show.
Oh, yeah, what do you mean a bomb shelter?
Yeah.
This isn't a bomb shelter. It's where I hide the bodies. Then you hear him going glug, glug, glug with some whiskey.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob Ross. We know you're an awesome painter. Anyway.
And it's funny because he was an alcoholic.
I know.
And then got sober and had a bunch of anger. Yeah, and that's why he painted.
This is where I painted.
Happy little trees.
This is where the trees are right here. The body's right there. And then you just kind of.
X marks the spot.
Do you ever notice when he did like bushes? He always put a little white on it. And I was always thinking, that's where he covered them up.
Yeah.
Because it always looked like it was a sheet.
Oh, yeah.
There's the body.
Conspiracy theory 101.
Yeah, people are going to be like, they're talking about, I'm going to check all his paintings.
Some conspiracy theories are worth talking about because they're just so far-fetched and out there.
They're way out there. Like, I watched this show the other day, and I'm not going to mention the guy's name because he's not a very nice person. But anyway, and it was about the Sandy Hook thing, and everybody was saying it was a hoax.
Oh, Riel?
Yeah. What? Come on.
Everything is a little mental.
People are like, I believe it. Oh, look, those kids are all alive. Okay, you're special. Like,
I mean,
come on.
You have to have literally nothing to do if you're sitting there trying to find information whether kids are alive or not.
I feel bad if they rattle their head, they're going to smash their pee, but...
But I mean, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's just so too many conspiracy when the information is out there for you to actually see. You know, just look
nobody,
it up.
Yeah, nobody reads it. They're just like, oh, it's fake. Oh, it's fake. Oh, it's fake.
Google is free, and you can actually find reputable information.
Yeah, sure. Is it real? No. Well, there goes that.
I'm constantly researching.
Yeah.
Because I keep hearing all kinds of stuff, so I constantly research.
It just drives me nuts. Like, why would you say that's fake? Come on. Unreal.
I used to, I've been researching since I was a kid, but not on the internet. I used to go to the library and research everything. Anything and everything.
I used to do that. You know those things, like the little screen thing? You like...
Yeah, the newspapers and stuff.
Like the little...
The archives.
Yeah, like the little, like the film pieces.
Yeah.
You used to stuff them in that little... blow up thing, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, and you can go through all kinds of articles.
Yep.
From like years ago.
Yeah, there was
weird. The archives.
It was weird because I went through one, I couldn't really see it, and I was like, oh, I wonder what this is. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh.
No, it's all on the computer, though.
Oh, I know, but it was weird because I looked it up, and it was the crash when my cousin was killed.
Yeah.
And I was like, slide that over. I don't want to look at that anymore. I was like, wasn't even looking at it. That's not what I was looking for. I was just like looking for stuff. And I was like, well, didn't want to see that.
Dude, in order to find a book, you had to go to the card catalog and open it. So for those of you that are young and have never been in a library before, a card catalog is a drawer that has a bunch of cards in it with book names, and you could look up where the book was in the library.
Yep.
So like, we had to do that in order to find a specific book.
Yep. You can't walk up to the counter and I'm like, can you find this book for me?
Yeah, they didn't have computers.
C734864. Okay, so
yeah, New Age.
Not spell N-E-W. N-U.
Paranormal.
Paranormal New Age. New Age mechanics.
But encyclopedias were our Google.
Yeah.
You know, the the Britannica.
Britannica. So when they always came to your house, be like, if you buy the W,
you could only buy certain ones in the set. And it's like, well, what about the rest of the alphabet?
Yo, why don't you start from A to B and then keep going?
You know, but I've read the Britannica encyclopedia sets as I was growing up. And they would get a little thicker each time, but... You know, that was your source of information. And, you know, like science fair projects, I'd be looking stuff up in those.
Ooh, that is what a hyena looks like.
In the sea book.
Yeah, the sea book.
There was a whole chapter on clouds. it was very interesting.
Yeah, but it was always funny because when I had the Britannicas, I didn't have them all, of course, but I had the sea one, and I remember I was looking up clowns.
Yeah.
And it was all like, it was dumb because it was this big of a paragraph. And I was
that's it.
Come on. And
how much could you really say?
Like about killer clown, about John clowns. Wayne Gacy or something. I don't know.
This is what a clown is.
What it does, what they do is they paint their faces and make them look happy. No, they don't. Not all the time.
They're entertainers.
Yes, and they run away from bulls.
Nowadays, though, a clown is anybody.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could be a clown, I could be a clown, and then anyone, really.
Especially the
The face paint. The face paint.
You don't need the face paint to look like a clown.
Yeah.
These days, anyways.
No. And people most of the time, the clowns I end up meeting are the ones that get all of their information off of memes on social media.
So did you hear that
meme? And they believe it.
Yeah. Did you hear about that meme where that plane went down?
What are you talking about? So that's what I'm talking about. Go research.
Yeah. Don't look it up first.
Don't post things or share things until you research them.
Oh, my God. Drives me nuts.
You know, because then if it's not true.
Yeah, you're gonna look stupid.
Yeah. And then you're also passing along information that's not real.
Yeah, but then everybody else. Then it'll start a whole big fiasco. And then everybody will believe you. And then the person that knows that it's not true is the idiot.
Yeah.
It's the truth. It's
like you have to prove the truth. You have to prove the truth. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you have to prove everything. well, these are the papers that I printed out. You're a moron.
I always go and get enough, you know, information too, just in case, you know, I'm questioned about it. Because you know what? I have the information. You That's where it. I get my information is from actual information.
Yeah. You got to get the actual information from the actual information.
But you know what's crazy is I'll see these posts and I'll think how nuts they sound, right? And then I'll go and research to make sure or to just research it because it sounds so crazy. And they happen to be true. Like, I thought, you know, like, what about that that guy, that news reporter that said those horrible things? Like, he I saw this post about it, right? And I didn't see the clip or anything. So I was like, what? No way. And I went and looked it up, and I found it. And I found all the clips. And I thought at first it was AI.
Yeah.
Because with AI, you can do anything. But no, and it turned out that, you know, that that news host got a lot of backlash for it. So I was like, holy crap, that's true? Like, I thought it was so out there.
What do you
and
mean?
And so nuts that I thought it was fake. So I had to go and look it up. Come to find out, it was real.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, wow, we're going there now.
We're going to go there, guys. Come on.
We're going there now?
Get your information from the right sources, not Fox News. Anyways.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not gonna go and, you know, start anything about it. But I'm just saying, like, what you think is crazy happens to be true, but you gotta go look it up.
Yeah, you gotta pay attention first before you start throwing stuff out there on Facebook or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, I like to look these things up because a lot of times too, even the stuff that, like, you know, you might agree with,
yeah,
or that you know is also false.
True.
So you have to look everything up, not just the bad stuff, but also the good stuff you hear. Like, you have to look it up because you don't know.
Yeah, you don't. You have no idea.
Yeah. I remember somebody, a government official, and you know, I don't like talking about politics, and I'm not going to put myself on one side or the other at the moment, but like a government official had said he had a response to something that the president had said.
Yeah.
But when he posted the response, it was false. It's like he only, you know, he cut part of the clip of the president saying what he was saying, and he didn't actually have the full clip. So, you know, you have to go and look at it in order to know exactly what's going on. So he was absolutely wrong in what he was saying and how he was riling people up, getting them angry at something that didn't even happen.
Yeah.
So, because of the rest of the context of the clip wasn't even there. So you really got to look stuff up. That's how you become educated.
Well, this is weird. We don't have anything to play a commercial.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, no.
We can do this. There we go. Okay, cool. We'll do that one. I found one.
What, you mean like one of the ones that we've made?
No. Like, it,
oh, the regular, okay.
All our stuff's here, so we couldn't play the intro, so that's dumb. We're all just sitting here wandering around just doing this.
We were kind of scrambling anyway.
I had no headphones on, wasn't even ready.
I know. It was just like, oh, hi, here we are.
We're here.
Hey. Are you here?
Yeah, no music for you guys.
Are you here?
Hello. It's nice to see you again. All righty.
I was just checking the email to make sure that Josh's people got the message, and they did.
Okay, good. Did you say that we got it? We're going to send that over to Josh?
Yeah, they're going to add the link to Josh's iCloud. So
right, cool.
I believe it's all set.
I hope so. I don't want to be like, click, and then like, where's Josh?
It's all good.
We can hear you, but we can't see you.
It's okay.
It's all right. We got you, man. Even if we don't see you, as long as we can hear you, we're fine.
True. But we're going to do our very best.
We're going to do what we can.
So how? I wonder how it's going to... It might only just have, like, you on there? Because it looks like there's a camera over there. But, I mean, this... I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Well, we're going to be here still.
Yeah, I hope.
But when I hit the Zoom thing, that's going to pop up, and I think it knocks you out. I don't know. I don't know how it works, man. I don't know.
I might have to go like this.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
You're going to have to kind of bring your...
I'm going to do this. Hey, man.
Yeah, just gonna have to stretch a microphone over.
It's gonna look weird. People are like, he looks so stupid. You're stupid.
You're stupid.
You're so stupid. My name is Chantal.
We haven't talked about her in a long time.
I know. I feel Chantal needs to go away.
I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
She still needs to do the weather.
She does. She can do it right now. Watch. Wait. It's like 64 degrees and it's sunny. The humidity is like 35%. And like today's forecast, sunny highs in the mid 60s, north winds at 10 miles, mile gust. My name is Chantal. Up to 20 miles. Can't do it. I was choking at the same time. And then Thursday is going to be 59, Friday is going to be 66, and Saturday is going to be really hot.
Saturday?
74.
My name is Chantal.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
That's good stuff.
See? Did anybody even hear the weather?
Cause I don't know.
I was listening, but I wasn't hearing.
Yeah, I wasn't either. The high is 63. The low is going to be like 44. You better get your coats on. My name's Chantal.
You're going to be really cold.
The time is 3:56.
The time is...
The time is 3. See, I want to read it like that.
The time is...
I want to be like, thank you for listening to the weather. It is 64 degrees Fahrenheit outside. The humidity is 35%.
Can you play some 70s game show music in the back? Yeah, like old dating game show. like dating game music.
Newlywed game.
The Love Connection. Bro, I sat and watched that. I was like, I wonder if it's on YouTube.
$10,000 pyramid.
It is not on streaming service anywhere, but it is on YouTube. So like Trent and I were like, I wonder if it's on. And it was like 1982 or 83 or something. And we were watching those. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Like $10,000 pyramid. Remember that one? We have to like match the word that they're saying. Like, it's not a ghost, it's a goblin. It's not a ghost,
it's a ghoul.
Yeah, that's what they had to do. They're like, yes, and they hit the button. Hollywood Squares.
Oh man, remember when Whoopi was on there?
Ugh, Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi.
You know, she was homeless before she became a star.
Yeah.
So, see, anyone can do it.
Yeah, I'm homeless. I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. I'm not homeless. I know I look like I dress homeless, but I'm not homeless, I promise.
Hey, I dress whatever's comfortable.
Yeah, I got to wear something comfortable.
Just wear comfortable stuff.
I hate moving this thing because it always hits me right in the nose. Every time it's like, boink. My name's Chantal.
It's so nice.
It's so nice. We're going to have, like, Josh Blue in, like, 2 minutes.
You guys, Mike.
Mike's probably like, what is wrong with these two? Like, they need help.
No. I'm sure there's been worse.
Oh, yeah. There probably were, like, people that were, like, all messed up. And hopefully this doesn't go, like, bad.
Yeah.
Please, please, God, please. I'm praying right now. Like, I'm praying.
He's praying. He literally is praying.
Hey,
like,
hey, hey,
So we're just hoping that it's going to go as smooth as possible. It'll be the first time that we've done a Zoom
with a call-in.
So
I've never talked to anyone on Zoom.
I've been on Zoom before. It's not so bad, but it's the first time that we've done something like that here.
Yeah, I've never done anything here, so we don't know.
So what do you do? Do you go in there right now? Look it. Check it out. You got a little.
It's already up. I just got to hit start.
Oh, well, I would hit start because you got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And then that way.
I told Mike that we have to hit our commercial first, and then I'll hit it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
Maybe he'll be in the waiting room.
Hopefully. He's probably like, come on!
I know. Well, you know, hey, it is halfway through the show right now, and we are going to a short PSA. But you've been listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR
88.1 in Lee.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
We are
back. Welcome
back.
And we're about to hook ourselves up here.
Hey, you
there
you
see
are.
Me.
Hey, you see me.
Look at you.
That's weird.
Look at that guy.
Oh, here
that's
we
the that's it. Right there. Right over there. Ooh, oh, hey, look at that.
Hey.
Would you look at it?
Look at that.
Would you look at that? And, you know, I'm not sure. Like, now it's all big and stuff. So, like,
it's
where?
So big.
Where?
Hitting buttons.
Yeah, he's got a.
Ew.
I think what happens is he asks to join the room when he's ready.
Yeah, he has to join the room.
Asks to join the room when he's ready.
When he's ready.
I suppose. Let's hope.
Let's hope.
I'm going to keep an eye on the. You didn't give him like a phone number or anything for them to contact you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to just keep an eye on the email real quick just in case there's a problem on the other end.
Yes, keep an eye on that.
But until then, so we're sitting here, we're going to wait.
We're nervous.
we're just waiting for when he's ready to pop in, and you guys are going to be able to hang out with us and Josh Blue.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Well, you only get to look at my fugly mug, but...
No, once he pops in, you should be able to see him.
No, I mean, just me right now, you get to stare at.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, look. Who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy? I don't understand. I don't know who that is. He's got a really big beard. It's got some gray in it.
Beard. Yeah, he's an old man.
He's an old man.
Like, I'm freaking out.
Why?
I don't know. It's because it's cool, man. This is cool.
If only you freaked out every time you talked to somebody. Somebody who was famous. And
know,
you've
right?
talked to a bunch of famous people.
I know.
I mean, you just recently got a selfie with, what's his name?
Justin Long.
Exactly. And I mean, that was pretty cool. You have to admit it.
What's going on? Why they're not working?
It is probably working. He's just probably getting ready to get in.
There he is.
See? Told you.
Josh, what's up, man?
Hey.
How are you?
Good morning. Can we hear him? We can't hear him. Can we hear him?
Can we hear him? We can hear him. Yeah, we can hear him.
Can you hear me?
Got you.
Man.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're
no,
good,
don't
man.
Be. We're good.
I got a new phone, and it didn't have the Zoom downloaded, and then I panicked. So, you know.
Oh, see?
Totally
we had the same kind of problem.
Fine.
We had the same kind of problem when we walked in, so
yeah,
don't feel
we were
bad.
Like, we've never done this. What are we doing?
Yeah,
I got the new Apple phone, and it just, you know, mix that with I'm an idiot. So,
No.
Oh, we totally get that.
So how are you, Josh? How are you? Are you ready for the show in Great Barrington?
Man, I'm excited. You know, the shows have been killer this year. I've been crushing it everywhere. So, yeah, I'm excited.
All right, good.
Great Barrington's a great town to be doing it in.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely
I think
is.
It's my first time through there, so I'm excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's good.
You're going to love it. It's just a little cute little town. Hey, Josh, we just want to thank you for coming on today, even if it's only for, you know, a few minutes or so. It's a time out of your day. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Well, no worries. Sorry I cut into it by being an idiot.
No, you're good.
No, actually, you're fine.
I'm like technologically so dumb. It's painful.
Don't worry. I was doing the same thing. I was like, what do I push? Okay, give me a rundown.
Dave,
what do I
help,
push?
Dave, help.
And my kids are in school, so they weren't here to help either. So.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Kids are good for something.
Yeah.
And then when they're not there.
They're good for nothing.
Yeah, you know, come on.
I got teenagers, so I'm just right in the thick of it, man. I'm ready to move to Great Barrington.
It's probably be nice and quiet for you.
I mean, Justin Long lives there, so.
Yeah, you guys can hang out somewhere.
There you go.
Teenagers are fun.
Yeah, teenagers are fun.
What do you mean?
I don't like them. I don't, man. They're a pain in the ass, for sure.
Oh, they're actually dirty and, you know, stinky. The rooms are a mess.
That's the least of my problems, too, man. My boy's 17 and my girl's 15, so it's like, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, mine are all grown up, and one's in college, and one still lives with me.
One in college, one in high school, is going to college next year.
Yeah.
So he's 17, and one that's 19.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't get better, does it?
No.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So just a rough year.
Yeah.
But whatever. More fodder, more comedy material, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, guys.
So what inspired you to become a comic, Josh? What was it, like a old comic back in the day, or was it just you just wanted to do it in general?
Just drugs, really. No, just kidding. No, I...
Pharmaceutical drugs or...
Just weed. No, I don't know, man. I actually saw... stand up for the first time like in high school.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, I know it's like not cool to be a fan of Bill Cosby, but back then it was still okay. So I saw him do stand up and I remember just watching him going, nah, I could do that.
How
many people watch like a great level comedian and think that they could do it, you know? So I don't know where I got the audacity to believe that I could, but I don't know. It just stuck in my head like something I could do. So.
Well, good for you. It is. You're right. It's not easy to be up there. And we talked about that a little while ago. It's not easy to get up on a stage in front of a bunch of people, let alone, you know, 50 or 60 or 150 or 2,000 people. It's hard no matter what.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's like, not just get up there, but be funny on command.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's funny.
You got to make sure you hit your jokes at the right time, and you're like, all right, I messed up. What do I do now? Right.
You keep going.
Yeah.
Don't stay there. Just keep going.
Just walk away from that.
Yeah, and like a musician has a guitar that they can hide behind and they can play another song. If you drop the ball as a comedian, it's all up to you to recover that fumble.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You can go down 30-0 pretty quick.
You're like,
but,
yes.
You know, but for that being said, I've had very minimal amount of bombing experiences. So, you know, I just kind of have this weird gift of always finding a way. And, you know, I've done thousands of shows now. So it's just second nature, really, for me.
Yeah, I mean, you've done what? How many Netflix specials do you have so far?
You're going to make him think? We're going to make him think right now.
I think I have 5 specials altogether.
Oh, nice.
And a CD and a music CD. So
oh, nice.
I've been cranking out material.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's awesome. See, I was telling Chuck, I think comedy is the greatest when you joke about yourself. And that's basically sort of the comedy that you do, correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to throw myself under the short bus for your
entertainment. Exactly.
Yeah, man, I'm very self-deprecating. I'm very, I'm painfully aware of my lot in life, you know. So, the level that I'm at of understanding how people have like preconceived ideas of disability, it just really opens the door for me to, you know, take advantage.
Address the elephant.
Yeah, you gotta, man. You gotta.
I think that's the funniest kind, as a matter of fact, because I can joke about myself and it's funny. Because I think it's funny. I've done too much stupid.
To me, it's like I'm so comfortable with myself that, you know, it puts everybody at ease. And then that, in turn, opens the door to talk about other stuff. But I'm usually the butt of the joke. And I'm fine with that, you know?
True. And, I mean, for some folks, like Eminem in 8 Mile, you know, when he did the wrap off, and he basically just tore himself up. The other person had nowhere to go at that point.
Yeah,
exactly. So. And you know, that kind of started, you know, in school for me, where I could make a joke about myself before the bully could or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah,
you look pretty dumb when you try it.
Yeah, because it's already been said.
Yeah, I already beat you to the punch, buddy. Sorry.
Good luck.
And then they put their guard down, and that's when you bitch slap them.
Well, good luck coming after that one right there, because I already took care of it for you.
Exactly.
That's a hard act to follow if once you already bully yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. It, you know, and I love it, honestly. It, you know, it comes from a place of love for myself that I'm okay with it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Like acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. It wasn't always easy to do that, you know, being a kid and being disabled. It took some rough times to figure it out, you know, but...
Tolerance, yeah. It's hard back in, I don't know, geez, the 80s and 90s. It was tough. There's always bullies. Middle school is probably the hardest, I think.
So what do you do? What do you do when you have, like, when you experience writer's block for, like, your shows? When you want to write material.
It's really interesting. I've never written anything down. I've never sat down and wrote a joke. It's just the jokes happen, man.
It's just life.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I just go out in public and things happen to me every day, you know. And I just remember it and take it to stage. And that's one of the beautiful things about my set is I'm, like I said, I'm just comfortable in that world where something maybe would be disparaging to someone else, but I see it as comedy, and I'm like, oh, I can take that to the stage, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it myself. Like, I'm just telling Chuck, I can't write anything because it won't come out how I want it to come out, and then I'll read it back to myself, like, and it's not funny.
Yeah.
But once you do it on the fly, if you do it on the fly, it's so much funnier.
It's hard to read something and see how it would be funny in the real world, you know? It doesn't translate for me that way. So lucky for me, I have not a photographic memory, but a pretty amazing memory where, you know, like I said, I've done all those specials without writing one thing down. So, you know.
That's great. That's awesome that you have that kind of memory. Like, I can't even remember who I am when I wake up.
When I did my stand-up, I just started, like, improv and most of the rest of my stuff, so.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. And I feel like that's the thing is, like, I do have bits that are, you know, calculated or that I've written on stage and that I know work, but I try to not force them in. It's just like I put them in when they feel right for the moment. And then there's a lot of improv around all that and feeling the vibe of the room and the energy and, you know, just, yeah, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. The crowd feeling it out.
Yeah, you just feel the crowd. Yeah, that's weird. That's what I've done. I've, like when I do stand-up, I'll actually go out into the crowd and look at the crowd and see if I can read people. That's what I do. It's weird. I mean, it sounds stupid.
Yeah, you kind of got to walk forward or whatever because those lights. You can't see people's faces.
Like, what's going on?
You can hear them, though.
Right. Well, hopefully.
hopefully you can hear them.
Yeah.
That's it. Just, you know, feeling what they give you, you know, it really is a give and take.
Yeah.
You know?
So what is it like for you on tour? I don't know what it's like for anybody on tour, but I would imagine that, you know, for some people it's harder and for some people it's easy, but what is it like for you?
Yeah, you know, man, I'm a road dog, man. I've been doing 200 shows a year for 25 years almost. So this is all I've ever known as an adult, you know. This is my, like, only day job I've ever had, and it's not even at the daytime, you know.
Yeah,
no. I mean, at this point, I'm pretty sick of traveling, you know. And, you know, airports suck and TSA and all that, but I still truly love the performance. So I look at, like, you're paying me to get there and travel, and then I do the show for free, you know, because that's fun.
Yeah. That's the fun. At least you can say you absolutely love your job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and not too many people can, you know.
Yeah,
I really, truly am so fortunate. And, you know, to have this kind of longevity in a comedy career is not an easy thing either, you know. 25 years of a professional comedian is pretty crazy.
Yeah,
amazing.
That is amazing. Comedy is one of those things that, you know, sometimes you forget the comic's name. So like yeah. if you're not funny, if you don't make it to a certain point, you are forgotten so quickly.
Exactly.
But Josh, you are not. So
you're never gonna be forgotten, man. You're amazing.
And it's hard work to get there.
And I feel like I'm the best comic I've ever been too. You know? I just keep growing and getting better and learning more and you know. Yeah,
that's great, that's man. Cool. So my wife loves you to death. She thinks you're amazing. And she wanted to know if you could give her a shout out and just say her name, Alisa, because she said she wants to share barley soup with you.
You got some beef and barley.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Did you hit a button?
No, I didn't hit anything.
I can't hear anything.
Something happened.
Almost made it all the way through.
I can't hear nothing. Can you hear me, Josh?
No. He can hear us.
Something happens.
Did you hit our mics? I'm saying your wife's name a lot.
I heard something. I can hear you, though. Alisa, I can't hear Alisa. Josh.
Oh, Alisa. Yeah, I love you, Alisa.
So. What?
You want to call me back? I don't know. No, I can't hear you. You went away now. Hello. All right. Hello? Nobody? I don't know, bro. Can you hear me at all? Hello. Nothing? All right, let's go. I don't know. I'm gonna try to call back. Anything? No luck?
Can you hear me, Josh?
Oh, this is on the air.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, there you are.
Something's happening.
What happened, man? That was weird.
What happened? That was weird. I don't know. I was talking to your wife the whole time, so.
All right.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is so weird.
All right, you can hear.
Yeah. I was just talking to
I think there's a few
the
second
time.
Lag, too.
All right, if you can try to talk to her again, it'll be perfect.
Oh, I got her personal number, man. I called her.
You're going to be in trouble. Chuck.
Just say hi to her. Just say hi, Alisa. Let's share barley soup together.
Hi, Alisa. Teach your husband how to work a soundboard.
It wasn't me, Josh. I swear to God, man.
It wasn't me either, for a change.
So it ain't just you that's technically sound. It's me, too.
Yeah, I see that.
See, it's happening. It's happening.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
Well, good.
Well, well, you have to go, Josh. It's understandable, my friend.
No, it's all good. You know, my book is out now, too, so if people want to order my book, it's just on joshblue.com.
All right, sweet.
Nice. Yep.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you
for
coming.
Man. Thanks for coming on, Josh. Hopefully next time we can do this and it's not a bad fiasco.
No, it was all good. You guys can come to the show, man. Come hang out.
I'm going to come to the show, man.
All right, well, come say hi.
This sounds like a plan.
We'll hang out and drink some beer or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. All right, brother, absolutely.
All right, sounds good, fellas.
Have yourself a good afternoon.
All right, take care.
Have a good one, man.
Yeah, bye.
Take it easy, man.
Bye.
Wow.
That was bad, and it's like echoing really bad.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's coming in like a few seconds after I say stuff.
This is annoying.
So in any case,
I'm just sitting here like this. This is fun, like. My name is Chantal.
So, you know what? It was really awesome to have Josh Blue on, and
it was.
And hopefully we get to do that again sometime soon.
Why is it echoing, bro?
I don't know.
It's so obnoxious. I didn't touch anything. It just doesn't make any sense. Watch this. I can throw my voice. Wait. Hey, get over here.
Exactly. See, I don't know what it sounds like for the listeners, though.
I don't know.
I know what it sounds like for me, though. And I can hear myself a few seconds after I say what I'm saying.
Yeah. Wonder if we whisper, it'll never work.
Hey, is that button still depressed? I wonder if, like, that little button over there, you know, that button. The one.
Is that it?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't even know what buttons.
No.
No, the Zoom is off. I just don't understand why it's echoing. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it.
This is awesome.
Well, I feel bad, Josh. Sorry, man. I apologize.
I feel bad for...
But I touched nothing. I was just sitting here like this, waiting.
It just, you know, just went off. It was weird.
The delay button. And then it was like, poof. I was like,
yeah. Oh, so then maybe that's why, I don't know. It's the delay is on right now, I feel like.
It's amazing, 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 amazing.
Amazing, 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 amazing. That is so weird.
We got to do that thing like, hey, what's going on?
Hit the delay button again one more time. And I wonder if,
nope. What it is, dude. It's obnoxious. I didn't touch anything. Like, I touch. It's the same way. It's the same way when I came in here.
Oh, no.
This is horrible. So, if anyone can hear us out there, that we are echoing and we're very delayed.
The words aren't going with their mouths. It's like when you watch, like, an international film. I'm going to have to take the headphones off so that I can actually concentrate on what I'm saying. Because
yeah,
it's literally like it's so much easier to be able to talk with you than without the headphones on.
It's so much, yeah. This is way better.
Because then if I have them on, I'm waiting till I hear what you're saying or what I'm saying to talk to you.
This is weird.
In any case,
like I can't even get me on the screen. Look, wee
pushing peekaboo. Button.
There you are, Billy. We'll just leave you on there because I can't do nothing.
So, for the listeners out there, that was Josh Blue. He's going to be in Great Barrington. Is it the Mahawi? Is he going there?
Yeah.
Friday night. I'm not sure what time it starts. I don't know if you know.
It starts at 8.
Starts at 8 o'clock. Get there early to get some parking.
I don't know what
happened. Get a ticket. I don't know. So do they have to actually go to Great Barrington to get tickets, or can they go online and get tickets to the Mahawi?
They can go on Josh. I think it's Josh.
Or his. Or his
tickets. Or events. You can go to the Mahawi and get some tickets from there, too. Or you can call and order them, and then I'll have them there.
And you guys can find his book on joshblue.com, okay?
Yep. I want to thank Mike. We appreciate it for you getting in contact. And let me get in contact with you and helping us get Josh Blue on a show, which was a very awesome technical difficulty. anyways, which is still a technical difficulty. I can hear it. It's driving me
insane. I turned my headphones right off, like all the way down.
Okay, there we go. That's better. I really appreciate it when Mike let him get a hold of Josh and letting Josh come on. Josh, I appreciate you coming on the show too. It was amazing. I know we.
I appreciate it too.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. I would love to go have a beer with Josh.
That was a pretty awesome invitation.
Yeah, that was. That was an amazing invitation.
My
wife's gonna love that.
Awesome gesture.
Yep. Like.
Did you get tickets?
Mike sent me some.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I'll have to get some tickets.
Yeah. Me and my wife are going. Oh, that hurt. I tried to get a couple more, but I didn't want to push the issue.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know.
Yeah, me and my wife got some. So
look a gift horse in the eye, you know, in the mouth. Yeah, give me more.
Get over. No.
But, that's not enough.
Yeah, so
I'm ungrateful.
Heck, if I get to hang out with Josh, man, that's gonna be great, dude. That's gonna be the best thing ever. And we're taking pictures with that boy, definitely.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be,
take pictures,
you know.
With your phone, not with this.
With my phone.
Pile of garbage.
With my phone.
I miss my phone.
Yeah. I don't. So your phone just kind of just.
Well, what happened was is the mother. My name's Chantel. What happened is the motherboard was fried. And it just kept heating and heating. Dude, I could have turned it over and cooked an egg on top of it. That's how hot it was. And I had it in my back pocket, and I was like, I was going.
So now
somewhere.
Do you have like a phone burn mark on your butt cheek?
On my tushy? No. My tushy.
On your fanny?
No, I was like, what the heck? And I pulled it out. I was like, whoa. And I wanted to put it down, but because it was so hot, I just assumed that I
So it fried itself.
It's fried. Like I plug it in. I have to put it near the fan to cool it off. So
oh, man.
Charge. And then once I unplug it, it just starts heating and heating. And
then dies.
Yeah.
Wow.
It dies in like less than 5 minutes.
Wow.
So if I need to look for something or listen to my music, I leave it plugged in by the fan so then I can listen to my music on my speaker.
Oh, no.
I have no music on here. I have nothing. I've lost everything.
Is that like an old phone or is that old phone?
It's the one that I got from Indri.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love that phone. Now I don't have a freaking phone. I got pile of garbage.
I wonder how Indri is.
That thing's like 60. He's like, I'll give you a cheap phone for $60. Awesome.
Well,
appreciate it. It's great.
It's great.
Whatever.
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 But this.
I don't know. It's not showing us, so I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it, so.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know how to do any of
that.
I'm not going to play with it anymore because people are going to be watching.
Yeah, it's just going to be worse and worse. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. People are going to be watching the stream and be like, why does it keep flicking back and forth? What's going on?
Yeah. I'm dizzy.
Stop it. Stupid. My name's Chantel. Anyway.
It is October 1st.
It is.
Which means.
Spooky time.
Spooky time. Oh, we only got a minute left.
Yeah, but we had so much fun with Josh.
Yes, we did.
We apologize for the technical difficulty. We have no idea what happened.
And we apologize to everyone out there, too, for the technical difficulties.
He was laughing the whole time up there.
Yeah. He said he got your wife's phone number and everything.
Yeah, he was like, I got her number.
See what happens when you mess up?
Yep.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Get your husband to learn how to use a soundboard.
That was pretty funny.
Hey, but at least we got invited to have a beer with Josh.
Yeah, so again, guys, the Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington on Friday, October 3rd at 8 o'clock. Get there early, find some parking, and check out Josh Blue. And if you've never seen any of his comedy, go check it out. And definitely go to a show, because that's going to be even better than what you see on TV.
Exactly. So, I mean, we might as well get out of here because we have no music. So... We thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield
and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Sorry for the technical difficulties, guys. You guys have a great night. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.